This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network at 92.3 The Fan, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. To the kindergartners I made the guarantee to, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. But I mean this with every syllable I say it. I'm very sorry I guarantee to you. I'm very sorry I relented to your teacher and guaranteed you. I'm very sorry I built up your hopes and you were sad yesterday. I want you to learn this lesson because this is the first of very many disappointments you will have over your life. That's what life's about. So enjoy the good times while you have them. Enjoy this freewheeling lifestyle while it's there. Because when you get older, it just gets harder and people use your words against you and it's going to be tougher. And even your favorite sports teams won't be able to bring you joy. Good morning.
May wait till next year when they go through the lunch line and they're out of pepperoni pizza.
Life is nothing but a series of disappointments. So try to enjoy the good times. That's what it is. Morning.
Kenny, what's going on? Tough one yesterday.
No kidding.
Really unfortunate.
No kidding. Really, it was unfortunate. It was
really
an unfortunate.
Sucked a lot yesterday.
Turn of events.
Do you think those kindergartners, do you think you might have ruined their future fandom of the Browns?
No.
Because they're in a very formative time.
No, this is their baptism. This is their baptism.
You don't think they go and start rooting for, like, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
At some point, we all get anointed in failure, and they were able to do theirs yesterday. I got the early part of it out of the way. My generation, it was when the Browns moved. Imagine that one. That was a hell of a day that when that all broke. Their generation, at least for one group of kindergartners out west, way out west, is the day that their teacher called some guy on the radio. And that guy on the radio guaranteed, hopefully they're all sitting around at their 20-year reunion. Remember that dead guy on the radio guaranteed us when we were in kindergarten? You guys remember all that? Yeah, it guaranteed a Browns victory. Then they lost. He lost his mind the next day. Yeah, I remember it. Okay, and then they like clink a glass and have more fun at their 20-year reunion and talk about hopefully their successful lives. You got audio over there you want to play? Oh, what, of me making an ass of myself?
Guys, do you want Ken to guarantee a win for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Heather.
Guarantee a win. You, Ken. We need to hear it right now. Five-year-old.
Let's go.
I can't turn down the key.
Let's go.
I guarantee a win.
Let's go.
I guarantee a win. I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders. You're supposed to talk me out of this stuff.
Do you blame her?
No, I kind of blame you.
Well, do you blame...
I blame myself.
Do you blame...
I'm an irresponsible adult. It's my fault, but I blame you, too.
Do you feel like she put you on the spot?
And
had she not have called in, the guarantee never would have happened.
She had the kids talk to me on the phone in the background.
Well,
if she never calls, if we never take that call, I never guarantee it. I swear to God, I would have never guaranteed it. And then I had the kids want me to guarantee it, and then you're telling me to guarantee it. It's my own. It is my... I am my own volition here. I can't try to be Tex Watson and say somebody else tried to make me do it. No. I did it, and I got to wear the failure on it. But, yeah, if that call never happens and you never get... Because you were trying to get me the whole 20 minutes beforehand.
Well,
I saw people
noting that they didn't truly believe that you believed. They thought that you were doing it for showmanship.
No, the video's
for radio.
Did you believe that I was being fake?
Well, they didn't think you could possibly be that confident
with this
Browns team.
No, I wasn't that confident with this Browns team. So I was nervous about
it
because I felt better about it. And honestly, I listened to you on some of these things because I can get excited about it. And then I decided that I was going to go ahead and give the guarantee when a school room full of children, small kids, decided to ask me to do it. That's why I did it. And I wear the failure of it. But when I say what I mean, and I meant it when I said it. That's all. What?
Ken, it wasn't just kindergartners that you disappointed yesterday with your guarantees.
Who else?
More from the Coming In Hotline.
Nice.
Do you guys hear that? That's a 9-month-old child, sad, broken, because someone guaranteed a victory this weekend. But you know what? That didn't happen.
Wow.
Now we have the youth already traumatized. Maybe next year.
I'm doing you guys favors. Ultimately, I'm doing you favors. Ultimately, I'm doing you favors. I'm teaching your kids life lessons. I had to charge you when you have me come over and explain the birds and the bees to all of them. I had to charge it. My fault. I'll take it. I'll take the guarantee. The what happened on the football field, that's a different story.
Well, now
I feel as bad as I felt before. You said the season isn't over, and I kind of want to go with you on that. But there's a lot of things I just got to get off my chest before I start to see any sort of reasonable outcomes coming up here, before I see any common sense. And I can tell what you're doing. You're starting to push me to it.
Well, it's not just the kindergartners. What about Ryan Lynch on X?
What'd I say to him?
Oh, is that one brought to you by Chavin Jewelers? Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
6:09 and 55 seconds for those scoring at home.
He was the one that on Friday tweeted #, it's time for some commercial, #, for the kids, #, Ken's Tots, and he had a bet slip where he wagered $1,000 to win $925 and 93 cents.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did not. That's not real. That can't be real. There's no way. I didn't see this. I didn't see that some guy bet $1,000.
It is a bet slip.
No, that has to be.
Now, Greg Williams had coaching slips. This is an actual bet slip.
The Guardians pictures were doctored last week. I'm taking it that picture's doctored too. I'm taking it that's doctored too. No. I'll wear responsibility for the kids. I'm sorry to the kids. I apologize to the small children out there. Who might have got their hopes up. I do apologize to them. I'm not taking responsibility for the $1,000. That ain't going to happen. No. No. I had hope. They were up 10-0. I knew the Vegas Raiders were going to make a game of things. I didn't know they'd score 20 unanswered. I didn't know that was going to happen. That was a surprise. Didn't know that was going to go down. Didn't know they would just get gashed. I got to tell you, if you're a Browns fan that's complained about running the football over the last umpteen years, which is just about all of us at some given point, you got to love what the Raiders did. As much as you hate that they did it to us, you got to love what the Raiders did. Because the whole week, we're going to run more. We're going to run more. We're going to run more. They had not been really interested in running. We got to run more. We have to run more. And sure as hell, they ran more. 29 carries. Zamir White had 17 of them. 152 yards. They poured it right down our throat at times. There were big gaping holes. Alexander Mattinson, I mean, good God, he averaged 12 a carry, Tone. 12 yards a carry, Alexander Mattinson did. On this defense, on this, oh, by the way, are we doing laser eyes still? Are we ready to go down that road yet? Are we ready to start breaking down some of these picks yet? We doing laser eyes? Who are some of these guys? Where's Siaki Ika? Where was he during this game? Oh, that's right. Where was Tommy Togiai? Where was he during this game? How much is Quentin Jefferson and Shelby Harris and Dalvin Tomlinson cost us? How much is all that?
They're a very expensive team.
Okay,
all the way
around. I wanted to make sure. Are we going to keep taking defensive linemen we can't even play? Mike Hall, for obviously other reasons, we can't play him. Where are all these guys at who are supposed to help stop the run? It's 2021 all over again here. Or 2022, it all gets mixed up in my head anymore, so I can't even really give it to you. What was it, 2021 maybe? Yeah, somewhere in there. That's right, 2021, can't stop the run. So you got rushing yards that are given up. Amari Cooper, you giveth, you taketh away. The bobble is one of the worst things I've possibly seen in my entire life. You have DeJuan Jones, where I know he's playing on a bum wheel, and you know I love DeJuan, and it's very hard for me to say what I'm about to say, but man, it's just not been your year, and I don't know what the hell is going on with you. And obviously with him and Deshaun Watson, there was problems there with what should have been a touchdown. I mean, I had three chances here that you had to win this football game. You have a holding call that at the time I thought was a ticky-tack call, but I'm a Browns fan, so I'm sure everybody thinks it's the right call because that's what the world does. It all gangs together to put the screws to us in the end. So I'm sure even Ross Tucker was upset and then, well, I'll take it back
because it's
not a bad call. Of course it's not a bad call. If it happened to anybody else, it's a bad call. If it happens to us, it's not a bad call. Yes, I know I'm talking emotionally there. And then you got a missed extra point. I wasn't even looking. I was excited. Rodney scores. And I started. This is the problem. It's 20-10, and I'm starting to understand that this is not going to go our way. And that I'm beginning to think and get comfortable with the thoughts of what's going to come out of my mouth the next day and how upset I am over what's transpiring here, that I have to wear again another cloak of failure. And Rodney scores, and it's my fault for being the idiot, as it always is, because it's my fault that they let me get suckered into them every single year, and every single year they find new exciting ways to do it. And yesterday was the most exciting. Rodney scores, and I start dreaming. I go, man, if they win this game, we got time now. If we can get the offense going, we get to make another stop on defense. We can get the offense going. If we win this football game, maybe Rodney will bring the football in. We'll have a great Tuesday in studio with Rodney. This is amazing. Rodney scored. This is awesome. It's like one of your buddies scored. This is great. And then he misses the extra point. I'm writing stuff down. My son's sitting in the chair next to me. I can't believe he missed it. I go, he missed what? What did he miss? I couldn't hear anything. He missed the extra point. Oh, that's not going to come back and tear us up. That's not going to come back and do a problem. And then we have and then after that, of course, has the holding call. And I got a bunch of gripes. Really, none of them are with the quarterback. That's the weird thing about it. It'd be so easy to sit there and rip him all day long. Hell, we've done it a bunch of times. It'd be very easy to do that. I got a bunch of gripes. None of them are with that. And wouldn't that be just the most poetic thing? Is that in a day where your former quarterback down in Tampa Bay just rips the Eagles apart in every single way you could possibly think of, and then your other quarterback comes into the game, and don't think everybody wasn't paying attention to that one, and that they showed the scoreboard. I loved how they were saying, hey, they're showing the Pittsburgh-Indianapolis game on one of the scoreboards out here in Las Vegas, and some people were cheering because the Steelers lost. Oh, that's not the only reason, friendo. That ain't the only reason, but it's weird because it's not just, like, people would say it would be perfect if Baker Mayfield were to do well and Joe Flacco were to do well and then Deshaun Watson were to play poorly. No. It's even better that those two guys played well and your quarterback played well, you still lost. So this is where we're at now. We're 1-3. I can't even blame the quarterback. People are sitting there going, well, we got a glimpse of Houston Watson. Yeah, and we also got a glimpse of the Houston Browns, because that's the type of performances that they would have around him. You got this good performance out of him. The pick wasn't even his fault, and they go out and they lose the football game, and they're 1-3, and people are talking about pitching the 10 and getting ready for the holiday season already. That's where you're at right now. And I can't sit there and make any more excuses for it, because I can't. The only thing I could say that was decent is that Deshaun Watson played well. Oh, and I got what? Elijah Moore's dad is putting out a tweet now about how he's upset that he didn't get any targets. I don't care. If this continues, go ahead and liquidate the assets. Or better yet, have your dad give a call to Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad. You guys can go do Stanley Kubrick stuff and get the hell out. I don't even care. I'm almost at the end of it. I've been embarrassed personally. I've been embarrassed as a Browns fan here. And then they go out and they lose and they're 1-3. And then I'm trying. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight the urge to say that the season's over. I'm going to go with you on this and say the season's not over because the quarterback played decently well. Played well. No decent, played well. Just anything you can do to get in your own way. Anything you can do. You got anything else?
Not a good Stefanski game.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Not a good end of the first half, which really, really came back to haunt him.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Yeah, that was bad. Okay. Well, away we go.
I think where people were disagreeing yesterday is it already over just after 4 weeks? Like, is there any way to recover from this? And I was making a case that I think absolutely they could. It's not what a lot of the people pounding, you know, their tables today, you know, frustrated with the team. They don't seem to want to hear that because, you know what, I was always taught when you go on either social media or as just a rhetorical way to communicate, there's always my whole life been a glass half empty, glass half full. Well, I offered up last night on X a glass half full.
They didn't want to hear, I bet.
And I got crushed. And I'm like, well, you guys understand how this works. I could also do glass half empty, but social media in Cleveland was doing that yesterday. I didn't feel the need to. Do they understand that?
I didn't see much. I went and I just decided to be alone for a while. And then it was my wife's birthday, so I had to go upstairs and...
Not exchange gifts.
Act as if, the day was normal. It was terrible. I feel bad for her. What are you going to do? That's the way it is. Yeah. So we had that day. It was a terrible day. So, yeah, I'm trying to come with you on it, but it was like, man, he doesn't. And by the way, I said he played well. I got several people highlighting the final play of the game. Yeah, I know. We'll get into it. Overall, I thought he played well. But, man, when you give up those rushing yards that you gave up and they made the adjustments you didn't, well, where's the coaching? Where's the coaching in this? Are we just going to say that we don't have good offensive linemen and we're going to throw our hands up? Like, I can do it. I'm not a coach. Where's the coaching in this? Where are the adjustments to the adjustments? We can't just wait for halftime. What's going on here? What the hell is going on here? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's weird because if you've been a Browns fan for however many years, the one thing you could hang your head on every single year was the offensive line. They now have a bad offensive line, and that's pretty standard around the NFL. Like I know that they seem like Browns fans are like, this is the worst line. I watched a ton of football yesterday. It was pretty standard. It's what offensive line play is around the NFL. We just aren't used to it. We've had the luxury of having a dominant, not just a good offensive line. We've had a dominant offensive line. And then when you get another injury like you had very early in that game yesterday, you know, you have to, as a play caller, as an offense, and as a quarterback, all those things need to come together to try to understand that and deal with it as best they can. Unfortunately, you're trailing, you know, almost the entirety of the game, you know, from the second quarter on. So you got to keep that in mind, too. And they don't have much of a running game to speak of. I mean, they just don't. They did have a nice, huge run yesterday, but they really don't have much of a running game, especially until Chubb comes back. So I think that's one thing they have done very, very poorly from the coaches on down is, all right, now you know you have a weakness. You don't have that dominating offensive line that makes it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
A lot easier to do everything in your playbook. The stuff that you set up in the early part of a game, then you pay off at the end of the game. They're not going to have that kind of time. And even without Max Crosby yesterday, you know, the Raiders were not exactly disguising some of those blitzes. You remember that was the story last week with the Giants, was they're blitzing on every down. All right, the Raiders weren't necessarily getting home on every down, but there was enough pressure coming from directions where I thought they were telegraphing them. And I don't know if it's the coaching staff or it's Deshaun Watson. They need to recognize that. Like the DeJuan Jones play, they're not disguising where they're coming from. And you know DeJuan Jones is having his issues. And I know that it became the big talking point yesterday when apparently they got into it on the sidelines. Jameis Winston had to be dispatched to come and help out, and apparently Watson came back later to apologize or to give him a pep talk. Whatever it was, they were trying to handle that as a football team. That stuff happens throughout the year. I just want to know why either the coaching staff or Deshaun are not able to locate that stuff and identify it and deal with it, because it's pretty clear that they can't handle that kind of stuff.
216-474-0092.
I mean, what did you think? What'd you think on that
play?
Yeah, on that play.
I was always thought that you handle the person on the inside. I thought that there should have been some recognition. I mean, everybody in God saw that they were going to do it. And if the guy would have dropped back in coverage, then fine. I guess you have somebody out there. But I just could not understand. They just decided to go ahead and run that with what was being shown there.
That was all shocked. Right.
I think that DeJuan was shocked, and I think that Deshaun was shocked by what DeJuan was going, and I thought that the whole thing was a mess.
I'd be very curious to hear more from their point of view there, because he's a right-handed quarterback. He can see all of that on his dropback. It's not like they disguised that one at all. You know, last week the Giants disguised some of that stuff. That was not disguised. Then there was a one on the left side in the second half, and he got swallowed up. And I'm like, again, they're telling you that they're coming. Why can't, between the coach, the communication, and the veteran quarterback, why are they not able? Like, we all agree, the offensive line is letting them down. But how are you going to deal with that information? Because those are the adjustments that you have to make. Because that stuff's not going to get fixed for a while.
I can't just sit there and say, "Well, the offensive line sucks," and then throw my hands up like that. We can, they can't. They cannot do that. Gabe and Ashley Buell, you're first up with the fan.
It's over. It's Jover. We're cooked, as the kids say. If you look at the next, like, six games, we have the Commanders next. That's a loss. Eagles off a bye at home, and I guess
we know the schedule. We know the schedule. I understand the schedule.
Well, we're cooked either way. Okay. It's bad. It's not looking good. The O-line has a certain person's juice from the party all over them. Our defense is just soft.
What are we saying?
Soft as you know what. And, yeah, it's just over.
We've got to start making some sense here. A terrible call. Paul in Akron. Paul, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. Go ahead, Paul.
So I've been a fan, man. Listen, I've been a fan since Spike was the MVP of the league. But I'll tell you this, and we've all seen it all. But what you're seeing here, I think, is just the O-line got old on us. We had that window. We had a window of opportunity, and I think it is closed for real. And the defense is obviously, Schwartz has been figured out. The D-line has gotten brittle.
And that's very well a possibility, Paul. That's very much a possibility about the offensive line. I mean, Joy ain't getting any younger. Wyatt is out. Ethan Posick, what's the status on him? I mean, Nick Harris was back in the game. Then Ethan Posick was back in the game. So, obviously, he's hampered by what's going on. I mean, DeJuan's very young. I understand that. Zach Zinter's young, but maybe it's a little bit too early for him to start. Paul, that's a possibility. I mean, that window very well could be closing right before our very eyes, and I thank you very much for the call. Isaac in Shaker Heights. Isaac, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, man, you can deny the truth, but the facts remain the same. Everybody's calling in about the same thing. They're saying the old line. You can't do a thing in the NFL if you can't block. And if you can't block, you can't read us. And another thing that you said that I'm agreeing on, I was going to call about it. They've been out coaching, out scheming every game. You cannot, for the life of me, do anything in the NFL if you cannot make adjustments.
Well, hell, it almost seems, Isaac, I don't disagree with you at all. It almost seems like they have to concentrate so much on their own problems they can't figure out what's going to happen when somebody else throws a problem at their way.
Yeah, let me say this, Ken. Sometimes you're too smart for your own good.
All right.
Sometimes you can't. You're a head coach and you can't see everything. On that, and no one's mentioned it. Did you see that spot that Deshaun Watson got? I can't remember what play it was. I mean, what a quarter it was, but the spot that he got.
Where it looked like it was a half a yard away, and they spotted it two yards behind.
Yeah. They said on the
radio broadcast, I think is where I heard it. They said they may have spotted it where he began to slide or give himself up. I don't know. I remember the exact play you're talking about, Isaac.
He did not slide, though. That's the thing.
I didn't think so either.
Well, he doesn't know how to slide.
I didn't think so either.
So
they should be given
the benefit of the doubt.
By the way, that's the way they teach it now. They do not want guys to slide because they don't want them to give up their chin and chest.
I want to get one more thing in before you hang up on me. Well, not hang up, but, you know, get your other callers, I could say, because I'm on the radio. So one more thing real quick. Anthony, you can't for the life of me give me a shoulda, woulda, coulda. If he can do this, if he can do that. Man, dude, if you came in there and your office was dirty, the first thing you're going to say, I need this cleaned up. They need to clean that up. You can't get on the radio and somebody's been on your mic and there's saliva all over it. You're not going to get on that mic. You're going to have to clean that thing up. You can't tell me that this guy's going to he knows that his offensive tackles are slop and his left tackle, his right tackle, and the defensive tackles are slop. You can't tell me that this quarterback is going to sit back there and say, I should make this adjustment. Make that. That's the coach's job to give him the plays to make the play. Get some hot reads. Where's the hot man at? I ain't seen a hot man and since the Browns been playing this year. Where's the hot man? Everything's been cold.
Isaac, thank you very much for the call.
That's part of the issue, though, right? Like,
I think it is.
Gardner Minshew was picking up on some of those blitzes, and he was doing the stuff that I've seen in football my entire life, which is, here comes the blitzer, there's the hop route, they don't have a guy to occupy that space, the ball's getting delivered there on time immediately. Like, he's making that adjustment, he's playing like a veteran quarterback. And again, I thought Watson did a lot of good things yesterday. Certainly, he is not in my top five problems yesterday with the Browns, and he has been like my number one problem in a lot of games. But on that particular play with DeJuan Jones, again, they are telling you where they're coming from. And I know he's expecting DeJuan to be able to do his job, but what have we seen from DeJuan Jones this year? Like, he kind of can't,
right now. Yeah. So where is their ability to adjust to that on the fly? The coach can only do so much up to a certain point from that play
but
call.
But you also can't have somebody lined up in the wing every single time chasing around guys who might be showing a blitz. 216-474-0092.
Does Lima like or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Obviously a very, very rough day. I do remember last week somebody called about the college offense. Do you remember that?
Oh, there might have been a caller, yes, that we replayed a couple times.
Yeah. Well,
Lima no likes.
I mean, do you want to see more of that RPO game? Because I think I've seen enough.
God.
Holy cow.
No.
Holy
no.
cow. That was the one thing we thought, well, they'd be able to just go back to Deshaun's college days and be able to run that. The RPO thing is like the worst thing they're doing.
I realize, well, you do realize why there isn't much RPO anymore as
why
there used
is
to
that,
be. Why, not as much as there used to be. It takes forever. It feels like it takes forever to get the play out, to get it going. You got to decide whether or not we're hitting. How did this ever become an offense to begin with? You got to figure out, all right, we hand the ball off or are we not? Okay, we didn't hand the ball off. Now I have to let him curl out into the flat. And the only way to speed it up is if you do what they did, and that's short routes that becomes, like you were saying, dink and dunk. It's forever.
Well, and in college, they dumb it down to such a point where they're like, you're reading one guy. Because these are mostly good teams that they know the protection's going to be there. They know there's not going to be a lot of variables. They know that you're bigger than those guys. So it's like in the NFL, all that stuff is literally wiped off. And you could literally see Deshaun going through the mental anguish of, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And these plays are not working. These plays are just not working. And remember, all we heard about the new offense and the things they were installing before the season started while he was going through his mental reps with that towel, the one thing everybody told us was, oh, they're doing the RPO stuff. You're going to see a lot more RPO. You know what? I think four games in, we could say, maybe we don't need to see any more of the RPO stuff because it is not working. Along with that, maybe
Lima no lie.
Maybe some of that pre-snap motion stuff is not for the Browns either, because if the veteran wide receiver, Amari Cooper, is not getting set on time and the offense is relying on that, and if he can't pull that off, maybe that's not going to work for the Browns
someone
either.
Someone find me analysis on how much we're getting called to that compared to other teams. I want to know if that's an our problem or if that's an entire NFL problem.
That was a killer.
I got to tell you, these last couple of weeks, I didn't want to watch any of the games after the Browns lost against the Giants, and then I don't want to watch any of the games leading up to them because I'm doing the pregame show, getting ready for the Browns. My viewing experience of the NFL is not what it should be. Not what it should be. So
I can't see.
I know you're having fun watching all these other games. I'm not seeing them.
Well, I remember when Mike Florio wrote that column about they're going to enforce some of this motion stuff and they're tinkering with it and the referees are going to be out in front of it when this was supposed to be the year that we're installing all of that stuff. And it just feels so like we're behind.
Tedious.
We're a step behind everything that you want
to
do.
And you're probably right, but man, it seems to be so ticky-tack and tedious. It's like, I was moving towards. He was like, was he the lean? Like, part of me just wants to go, it's pro football, guys. It's supposed to be entertaining. Who gives a bleep? Good God Almighty. Like, if it wasn't egregious, why are we calling this? And yeah, I'm a Browns fan. So
no,
I'm in
you.
My emotions
and
right
it,
now.
It seemed like they were completely, totally, utterly
I have,
confused.
Real quick, this, I don't know how many games, if this includes yesterday's game or not, but they are fourth right now on pre-snap offensive penalties.
Man.
So we do it a lot. Okay.
Sorry, tied for third with Baltimore, the Chargers, the Vikings.
Well, it's okay because the first 3 weeks it was just preseason, according to Lima, so everything's fine.
So throw those out.
Apparently it was for the Baltimore Ravens.
That's what it's there for. We're learning.
Holy cow, did you see them last night? Meanwhile,
Lima likes.
Hey, you know what? There was something nice from yesterday's game. Rodney McLeod, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here tomorrow to talk about this play and And the other things, too.
Tucker in motion. Minshew gives to White. Running right. Hit in the backfield. Ball is down. Picked up by the Browns. Picked up and running down the sideline. Rodney McLeod. Touchdown!
That was a huge moment. It gave you a new lease on life in that game. Was it McGuire who had the original tackle and then JOK came in to dislodge the football?
JOK made the... the dislodging, yeah.
Yeah, and then McLeod was Johnny on the spot and took it back for a touchdown. Did you think we were going to win the game at that point?
I thought I did, and it sucks now because we can't even really have a lot of fun with it. Like, we can talk about, like, hey, what was it like? That's it. Because if he celebrates, if he sounds happy about it whatsoever, it's like, well, is he putting himself above the team and all this other crap? God, I hate this. God, this is even worse than I thought it was going to be.
Now, I was looking, for the big synchronized dance. And now I didn't see anything. And then I tweeted, oh, Schwartz must have banned dancing in a small town. But somebody said they were doing a leapfrog. They were doing some of that. They didn't cut to that. So maybe the Browns fans in attendance could see it.
And then show the leapfrog.
I didn't see anything like that. But I will say this.
Lima lights.
I mean, Browns fans, they took over Vegas. It was an incredible takeover. Kenny, my Instagram, you get the updates from everybody in your world. It was nonstop. Really, from Thursday on, these Browns fans were out there taking over the nightclubs, the day clubs, the beach clubs, the very, very expensive steakhouses. People were ordering, Kenny, the golden steak, the tomahawk steak. Thousands of dollars.
Might as well. Can't
thousands
take it with
of
you.
Dollars they were spending
game
on steak.
The game wasn't going to bring you any enjoyment. You might as well have the gold steak.
But you are...
It sucks, Anthony.
Well,
this
really
sucks. I'm trying to be positive in any way I can, and I can't do it.
Think about those fans that spent the money. We at least just sat there and watched it and didn't spend...
You were just sad in your basement.
Yeah.
They were sad on the plane back.
Can you imagine?
They're sad right now on the plane back.
Right, right. They're probably landing... As we speak, right there, the red eye.
Great.
It was just incredible. Incredible, the Browns fans, like the scene before the game, the walking to the game, the here we go Brownies. That could be the last road trip that they make this year, given the state of affairs. That was rough. I felt bad.
Lima no likes.
Jose got screwed. 161, he was chasing 40-40-40. He ends his season with 39-39-41 because... Yesterday rained out. They had a three-hour rain delay, and eventually they called it quits. So his chase for something, how many times in the history of baseball, 40-40-40, he had a chance to reach rarefied air. And so I feel like something needs to be done about this because he only got to play, the team only played 161 games. He didn't get that last chance on the season, and the game, of course, meant nothing. They didn't need to make it up because the Yankees had secured the number one overall seed, so that's...
They do have a simulated game today.
If he gets a stolen base, he has a stolen base. If he gets the double or a home run in that simulated game, should
Let's
they count
it? They've got one tomorrow as well. I don't know who's pitching. Today is Tanner Bibee on the mound. I don't know who's pitching tomorrow, though.
One thing from the college ranks.
What if he does it in the postseason? They can't. No.
Yeah, just count it.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't know what to do with the tiebreaker games, remember?
Let's just do it only in the first game. Give us one, right? That's game 162.
Is that weird doubleheader thing unfolding today between...
I believe so, the Braves and the Mets.
And if they split it, if they split the doubleheader, they both get in?
They split, they're both in. If one of them sweeps, that one's in, the other one's out, and the Diamondbacks, I think, are in.
Well, there's a scenario where you don't even have to play the second game.
Yeah.
There is that scenario, which they will, because
maybe that changed. Yeah.
There's the money that's involved.
So is this a good baseball day? Is this a lot of fun today, or did they take some of the heat out of it knowing that... Well, if they just split, they both get in. People think shenanigans could be going on behind the scenes.
I wouldn't want to have this.
Chargers, Raiders.
Right. Wait, we had that. We had that in the NFL. I will say the one crappy thing, as that Georgia-Alabama game was, 12-team playoff killed that game. Game meant nothing.
I don't know how you say that.
Meant
I thought it was a great game. I thought it was fun. I don't think it
means
nothing.
The defense was not great. That looked like Pac-10 back
it
in the day
fun.
At night. Well, it's definitely fun.
By the way,
it's fun when they don't tackle. Holy cow.
Did Kalen DeBoer run away from the Big Ten by going to Alabama? Answer me that one, buddy boy.
We'll have time to
find it. For Lima Light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.